Jesus is teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath. We don't know what he was teaching on. Maybe it was the doctrine of the Sabbath or the commandment that you should remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Maybe he was talking about his mission to help humanity recover from our gut punch of sin and evil and death and stand upright in the one who would rise again from the dead. Just as he's teaching, a woman enters the synagogue who is bent over, quite unable to stand up straight, our text says. There are actually three reasons given in our text for why she's bent over. The first one is that she had a crippling spirit. So there was this unidentified spiritual cause for her being bent over. Jesus refers to it most broadly. He just says, your ailment, just a physical sickness. And then it ends with saying that it was Satan who bound her for a long 18 years, causing her to be doubled over for all that time. St. Luke, as you'll remember, our namesake, was a physician. And in those days, when they didn't have a clear reason for an ailment, they would often say that it was because of a demon or because of a crippling spirit that that person had. I believe that Luke leaves it open for us to invite ourselves into her story and to think about what has us crippled, bent over, and bowed down. In the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, it talks about the kind of people that were unable, actually in this case, priests, Levitical priests, that were unable to enter the temple if they had certain defects. And one of those defects was to be hunchbacked or to be bent over. That priest could not serve in the temple. And because of the Pharisees' over-application of Levitical law, it may be that this woman carried some shame about entering the synagogue with a physical defect. To be unclean would be a temporary condition that you could fix through ritual cleansing, but a permanent condition would be a defect, something that someone would not be able to fix. Just as our text says, she was quite unable to stand up straight. She couldn't fix herself. The Psalms talk about being bent over multiple times or bowed down, another way of saying it. And in that case, in the book of Psalms, grief is one of the number one causes for somebody to be emotionally bowed down, maybe even physically. In the Psalms, people could be bent over because of sadness, because of the abuse and trauma that they had experienced, or it could have been because of a spiritual cause such as guilt or shame about their past actions. Modern science would say that somebody who is bowed down or bent over maybe has severe osteoporosis or a back injury that never healed, or they're managing their pain in their back by doubling over. But in this case, Jesus is telling us that it is a spiritual condition as well as a physical, inviting us into the full spectrum of why this woman may have been bent over. Jesus is rebuked not for teaching on the Sabbath, which is a form of work, but for healing on the Sabbath. And Jesus right away calls them out. He calls them hypocrites. And I love the examples that Jesus uses. He says He reminds them that they are humane toward the animals in their care, that they untie them and lead them to water. They feed them. In another text, he says, if they fall into a ditch, you retrieve them. Why wouldn't you do that for a human being? And Jesus is emphatic. Why wouldn't you do this for a daughter of Abraham, a child of God? A daughter of Abraham. I think some of you grew up singing the same song I grew up singing. Father Abraham had many sons. Had many sons had Father Abraham. And I am one of them, and so are you. So let us all praise the Lord. Abraham had many sons by three women. Now it is generally believed that he had daughters, but guess what? They weren't mentioned. And they're not recorded in Scripture. And so for Jesus to heal on the Sabbath is stirring up good trouble. So he is stirring up good trouble by calling this woman a daughter of Abraham, a phrase that had never been uttered in all of Scripture. Jesus is elevating her with her gender and with her identity in God's eternal covenant. She is not just a member of the human race and deserves respect and dignity and care. She is a child of God. She is a member of God's family. When she enters the synagogue, she should enter a nurturing place, a place that helps one another who are bent over stand up straight, especially since we are quite unable to do so often by ourselves and by our own strength. As I mentioned earlier, Luke is a physician. And I think he is also perplexed, maybe, on why this woman is bent over. But I think it invites you and me to think about the things that maybe have us bent over, that keep us from raising our chin and our heads high and standing tall as daughters and sons of the Most High. Maybe it is a debilitating physical condition, or maybe it is emotional or spiritual trauma. Or maybe it's an emotional wound that we carry. And notice that Jesus is the one who is acquainted with grief and a man of sorrows. Notice that he was bent over for us. He bent over as he carried the cross to Calvary. And Scripture says that he carried the whole weight of our grief and our sorrow and our sin and all of the brokenness and evil and even death itself on his back. The government would rest even on his shoulders, Scripture says. And he did so that he could stand tall. And he did stand tall on the cross. And he stood tall as he rose again from the dead, so that you and I, who are quite unable to stand upright, can do so by the death and resurrection of our Savior. It kind of begs the question, I think, of this synagogue that Jesus was teaching in. Was it the kind of community that helped one another stand up straight? Or was Jesus really that disruptive that he was the first to go into that synagogue and help that woman feel the dignity and respect and her preciousness that she had in Christ? Have you experienced someone in your life when you were feeling bent out of shape, spiritually, emotionally, physically, psychologically, someone who came alongside you and helped you raise your chin up high and stand up tall in the Lord? Have you been that person to see, like Jesus saw that woman? Have you seen others who've come into this space into this community, where you have been that reminder that we can stand tall without shame, without guilt, without the burden of this world, because of him who carried the weight of it for us. In the name of Jesus, amen.